I went to the president of the of Emerson on some Saturday morning at his home, and I said, I would like to tell you that I would like to quit, but I'm not going to the competition. I'm not asking you for more money. I want to do something else on my own. Uh-huh. And he said, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know yet. There are various possibilities. I could go and write a book. I could go and teach at a university. I could go and do something I don't even know yet. I'm working for you 16 hours a day. I haven't got the time to sit back and you know. I said, there's no emergency about it. Take your time to find somebody. I'm not saying 2 weeks or whatever. But maybe, well, if you think of some, I said, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to become
consultant.
Consultant.
Uh-huh.
I have so much broader experience. Mm-hmm. I you know. And he said, if you become a consultant, I'm going to be your first customer. Mm-hmm. He offers to me.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, that's attractive. And I became a consultant and for Emerson to start with.
Uh-huh.
And for various other people at the same time. And then I had an idea. I had an idea that with my European background and with my knowledge of languages other than English, French, German, the Europeans are just climbing out of having everything destroyed. Mm-hmm. Maybe I could advise some people over there how to set up sales offices in the United States, because, and I started to travel in Europe and got paid for, or started to do that.
Uh-huh.
And there was one company in the United Kingdom in magnetics, which, of course, once I was free, I tended in that direction.
Uh-huh.
And I knew them very well. The name was Telcon Metals, T-E-L-C-O-N.
Uh-huh.
And they, I knew them from the fact that we had bought stuff from them when I was a vice president. And they knew me. And I went over there and I said, you people should sell in the United States. And I'm willing, if you pay me, to set up a sales organization for you. You have good stuff and you're competitive. You know, to like the Dais people at the Far East. I mean, mm-hmm. Because they... So they said, we'll talk to our board of directors. And then they wrote a letter to me and they said, yes, we would like to do it. But why should you set it up? Why don't you do it yourself? You know a lot about magnetics, and we would like you to take our representation in. And this is how this company was founded.
Hmm.
And if you look at this here, if you come over for a moment, 30 years ago,
telephone.
These are eventually all the companies in Europe. Telcon, Michelloy was one of them. And Brymer was a cathode ray tubes, and et cetera. And Weimer is a capacitor.
Uh-huh.
My background, capacitors, cathode ray tubes, mm-hmm. and
magnetics.
And magnetics.